Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Roasting the World presents RoastTube, and I'm your host, the one and only King of Comedy, Dakota. So tonight, guys, it's going to be a little different. This is my first episode of this, so I'm a little bit excited. But I went through my friend list, checked it twice, and I picked out, you know, the coolest person on there. And I was like, I need you to co-host. Well, actually, she was like, I'll co-host. But anyways, tonight I got a very special co-host. Her name is Chastity. So, Chaz, please join us.
Hello. That's a sweet little introduction. You're so nice.
Oh, I got you. I got a better one for you. So tonight I got the best co-host in the world. She's a 17-time world karate champion. I was going to make up some more stuff for you.
I am entirely too small to be any kind of karate anything.
Oh, shit. Well, before we get into the videos, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? So I know you went to school with me, but, you know, the listeners don't know you went to school with me. So give us a little bio.
Yes, I've known this man for, like, forever, like 15 years.
Probably longer, but yeah.
Yeah, it's been longer than that, I think. But moved off. I'm in Oklahoma now, this great state, if that's what you want to call it. I have been bartending since pretty much the day I got here. So, yeah, that's me. I'm not super exciting, but
so, how do you like bartending? So, how do you like bartending? I bet you got some, like, crazy interesting stories from doing that.
Man, that'd be a whole other show. Like, that would take me an hour.
Well,
yes,
definitely have to have
especially since I've been bartending in strip clubs, so that's a whole other game too.
Definitely some crazy stories there, then.
Oh yes.
Like, just give us an example. What's like the craziest, funniest thing you've ever seen happen?
Oh, the craziest thing I think I've ever seen happen was I had one of my girls, you know, climb all the way up to this pole, and we were in a two-story building, right? She gets all the way up there and just lets go. So she, fell, like, 15 feet. I don't know if she, like, freaked out or what, but she got all the way to the top of the pole, and she let go, and she just, like, splatters onto the stage. It was
all
bad.
Oh, my God.
She ended up being okay. Like,
she
broke her jaw because she fell on her face.
Oh, shit.
And, yeah, so, but yeah, but she started a GoFundMe because obviously she can't work, and she made like $15,000, so she's good.
Oh,
she's fine.
Damn.
Yeah.
I need to get on a pole and fall off of it then. Holy shit.
Don't do it. No. Oh, my God. It looks awful. But then, okay, so the craziest thing I think I've ever had happen was I cut a guy off because he was, like, super drunk, and he just decided it'd be cool to pee on my bar. So, and I didn't know what to do, so I just, like, stood there and watched him. I was like, this is a joke, right?
I wouldn't know what to do in that situation either. I think I would have just joined in, like, fuck it, I'm pissing here too.
So I like, looked at him. I was like, I'm going to go get my manager. I'll be right back.
You just stood up on the bar and just started pissing, or?
Yeah, he just, like, whipped it out and was like, fuck you, this is what's happening. And I was like, okay, cool. Great. This is why you're cut off, sir.
Damn. Oh, man. But, yeah, definitely have to have you back on again to tell us some of those stories because, yeah.
Stripper tales, right?
Stripper tales. There you go. There's my idea for you, a show. Stripper tales. But I guess let's get into the videos. Now, the way this is going to work is, because to get around the copyright issues here and shit, and since this is like a radio-type podcast, I will play the videos where you guys can hear them, And we'll be making commentary as they're playing and then go over them afterwards and whatnot. Now, the first one I think was the funniest out of all of them. It's called Man Confronts Protesters at Howe, Michigan Rally. And, yeah, if anybody hasn't seen this video, I'll put the link up on my Facebook later and y'all can go to it and check it out and whatnot. But to me, I think this is one of the funniest ones out of all of them. So let's get this going. Let me hit play here. Sorry, guys, my internet's kind of slowish. I got a HughesNet and it sucks ass. All right, I got the video going.
Hey, everybody, he's just showing us all his
food.
All right, let me set the tone for the video, guys. There is this, best way to describe him, I want to say crazy-looking redneck guy, walking through, like, a protest rally, sleeveless shirt on, bandana, and totally has some weightlifting gloves on for some odd reason. I don't know if, like, half of his hands is cold or something, but I don't know what's going on. But he put his weightlifting gloves on to go around flipping some people off right now. So that's just set the tone of the video. Now, before I hit play, anything you want to add to that? Because maybe you see something I don't see or anything in this.
I mean, I really kind of thought I had to do a double take because I thought I was watching a video from, like, here, from, like, Oklahoma. So I was like, is this the right one? Because that's what people walk around like here. So.
I was thinking the same thing about here. I was like, is this Michigan for real?
Right, yeah. I really had to check the video.
All right, I'm going to hit play. I'm going to let it play for a second here.
Don't you want people to, are you afraid for people to know who you are?
Yeah, you
afraid to tell me who you are? Are you afraid to be in the news?
All right, all right. Why does this lady care what his name is? Throughout the video, she keeps
probably
asking.
Because she wants to put him on blast, I think is what it is.
I think he's putting himself on blast right now. And
that's
for
right,
some
yeah.
reason, they treat him like he's like the villain of this town or something. Like he went around kicking everybody's puppy or some shit. Because everybody's just like pissy
at this
guy.
He just like casually walks around. Like he's not even really angry. He's just kind of just swagging around.
Right? It's like the protesters are more angry at him just for walking by.
But can I
and
just
I'm
say,
thinking
like,
it's in front of like a school or something. It seems like it's in front of like
right.
maybe a college or something like that.
Right.
All right, let's see here. Play.
Knowing what you're doing.
Okay, okay. Can you just say take your broke ass home?
Yeah.
That's right. Take a broke ass home.
Like that first.
Okay,
song.
Now you know he's from Michigan. That's how you can tell he's from Michigan right there. Take your broke ass home.
Right.
I'm the redneck around here. Have you noticed, though, that, like, it's a Black Lives Matter rally, but there is no black people in the crowd?
You know what? I did kind of notice that. I was like, it's just, like, well, a bunch of angry white people, which, I mean, isn't bad, no. but.
Right, right. Like, you know, that's cool that they're out there protesting and whatnot, but it's like, there's not one black person in the crowd.
He's just like.
I'll go for it.
He's like, he's walking around flipping people off. Like, I kind of felt that on a very personal level, though, because that's how I, like, walk into work every day.
You just walk in flipping people off?
Just walk in casually flipping people off.
You wear the weightlifting gloves, too, or what?
No, I need to get some. I think I found my Halloween costume for next year.
Right? Like, that's how you take the flipping off more serious. You have to have the weightlifting glove on, you know? It's
right,
like,
yeah, it just sets the tone.
It's like half my hand's cold. Bam, fuck you.
I can't put you on the web. What you have to say won't get started.
Go to Detroit. This is not the spot.
Right, but then the other guy was like, oh, Detroit's like 5 miles up the road. And I was like, what?
Right. This dude's so pissed off, he's going to go home and burn a cross on his own yard.
Oh, I know. He's super triggered. But I feel like that's what the guy wanted. So, I mean,
right.
He wanted the rise out of people.
Because if you notice, like, he makes, like, he walks down one way, comes back down the other way, and then walks back down it again. So you know that's what he was trying
right.
to do to begin with. Hi, Troy. I'm glad you live 5 miles down the road. What the fuck? My name's Troy. I live 5 miles down the road.
Damn it, Troy.
Why can't I go back to Detroit? Oh, fucking Troy.
Don't burn drunk and feed on somebody. What? That's it, what?
I had to double take on what he said right there. I could have swore he said, don't come drunk and pee on people's rights. But I'm pretty sure that's not what he said. So
I need to put that on a t-shirt.
Right. Don't be drunk in public and pee on people's rights. What?
That's like oddly specific. Like, has this happened before?
Right. And I don't think dude's drunk. He doesn't seem it. Like, he's not... If anything, the dude for him not to be drunk is the one drunk in the situation.
He really seems like it was one of the, like, wrong place, wrong time kind of thing. He just kind of ended up in this whole protest and was just walking around like, you know, like
right.
he's not even supposed to be here today kind of thing.
Right. He looks like he's dressed just to take a casual stroll or, down to the local bar or something and then, bam, has to pass all these fuckers.
He's, like, dressed like the Tiger King.
Oh, my God. I was thinking that, too.
Yes.
Whoa. Okay. This is Tiger King's brother. What's the dude's name? Joe Exotic or whatever? This
yeah.
is Jim Exotic.
Jim.
Oh, damn. Hey, dude's not even fat. The fucking loser part, I can believe.
It just adds more to it when you call somebody fat. Like,
it's like, I want to know what happened before the video started, because, like, these people really hate this guy for some reason. Like, did he
right,
just go
yeah,
around,
like
kick people in the nuts or something? Or, like, I don't know what the fuck happened, but I want context to this. This is my favorite
right,
part right
like
here.
A jerk neighbor or something.
Right? But this right here is the best part, because it's like a pussy calling contest.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And there's still no black people in this crowd.
Yeah, it was something. I feel like
that's pretty
like
much
the
end of the video, guys. But yeah, I don't know what to say to this one. Like, I got a few random questions. Like I said, I would like to know what happened before the video started, because that's just some craziness right there. Let's see here. I watched these last night, so I wrote down a few random notes. Let's see what I wrote last night. They both look like pussies. Yes, I agree with that one still. See. My name is Troy, and I'm from here. I don't know why I wrote that as a note, but I guess I thought that was funny last night. I was a little bit stoned when I did this, guys. My bad. But,
this
yeah.
This makes it that much better.
Right. And then, let's see here. What else did I put in on this one? Oh, I still want to know why the chick wants to know his name through all this. I mean, if obviously they have to know who he is. He's like the villain of the town. So you would
right.
think they
I
would
like
know
like
the
Dale
guy
or
is.
Like Stanley.
Yeah.
He could be a
Stanley. What do you think is Dale or Stanley? I feel like he's like a chip or something, you know? Like
a chip?
Chip. This is Chip.
And why are you so angry, Chip? Who hurt you?
Right. Who hurt you, Chip? Is it be okay? Yeah, I feel like he's a Chip. Maybe a Dell. Now that you're saying it. Like, he does seem like he could be a Dell. Or, I don't know. What's like a random redneck name?
Bubba.
Bubba. Oh, my God. Yes, he's definitely a Bubba.
Bubba's here to ruin your protest.
Oh, my God. I swear, though, he's going home and burning some crosses in his own yard after this shit.
Right. I'm like, come on, Bubba. There's already so much hate in the world. Can we not? Just go home. Get some Bush Light and some Doritos. Get your Pall Mall.
I was just about to say that dude's headed to the store to get some cigarettes, some beer.
Ended up in a protest.
He's like, I just wanted some Mountain Dew. I don't know what happened.
Right?
I wonder if that kid calling him a pussy is his own son, and he's just mad that, like, Chip went out for a pack of cigarettes years ago and never came back or something, because he seems like he's that type of dude.
Right. He was pretty triggered. He was very angry.
So, I mean, there's some craziness. I'm waiting for the other video to load, guys. My internet sucks. Like I said, I have HughesNet, and HughesNet sucks, so if anybody ever thinks about getting it, don't. Stay away from it. It's the worst internet in the world. Dial-up internet's better than HughesNet. Banging two rocks together is better than HughesNet. So.
We have our internet service here is called Cox, and it's awful.
You say it's called Cox?
Cox, yeah. COX.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, and it's terrible. You should read some of their reviews online. It's like, they use that name.
Yeah,
they use that. Yeah, like the Cox providers are Cox. I'm like, oh, that's original. That's a good one.
Oh, shit. I don't know what's going on with mine. I got like half the video loaded, so we'll go ahead and start it. The next video, guys, it's the Batman trailer for the one coming up in 2021, which I am excited about because it actually has the Riddler as the bad guy in this one, and he's one of my faves. Now, the thing I'm the least excited about is it has I don't know the dude's name, but the vampire guy from Twilight or whatever the fuck in it. So,
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, that dude.
Is it Pattinson? No. Robert. It's either Patterson or Pattinson. Yeah.
It's something like that. I just know him as a dude from Buffy the Twilight Slayer or whatever the fuck the movies are called.
Stop. From Twilight. Okay, let the girl have this for a second. Okay, Edward Cullen from Twilight, the sparkly guy. That's the one. McDreamy.
McDreamy. Oh shit. What else has he done besides Twilight? If you can name another one of his movies.
You know what? He was actually in Harry Potter.
Was he really?
Yeah. He played, oh my gosh, I don't remember which Harry Potter it was, but he was in one of them, and he ended up dying. And there was, like, this whole little sad funeral for him. I think he drowned or something, but yeah.
I've only ever seen the first Harry Potter. Now, when I say that, I've probably seen bits and pieces of the other ones, that's, like, when it's on TV or something, but I couldn't tell you which one was which. I just remember the first one because my cousin made me watch it with him when we were kids, and that's the only reason I remember
it. I think I want to say it was like the third one or something, but yeah, he was in it.
I couldn't tell you what the hell the third one was even about, so I don't know. But I'll take your word for it. Sounds like that's a movie he should be in.
Right. I'm sure he was in other things, but I don't know. I couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
Crap. He was in a movie not long ago, too. Fuck, what was the name of it? It was some weird movie where these people can go back in time and shit like that. I don't know. Fuck it. It wasn't important. All right. Let's see here. Let's start the Batman trailer. Well, that's one way of taking somebody out, duct taping their face. I like where the Riddler is going with this. He seems like he's more more crazier version of the Riddler than Jim Carrey's version, so that might be pretty good. And you can never go wrong when the Nirvana songs are playing.
Exactly.
Your secret friend.
So, what would you do if you got a random card with a crazy rhyme like that in it?
Man, I mean, you got to go with it. You got to take the chances, right?
Got to solve
the
mystery.
Oh, okay. Can I just say, like, for this video, though, I had my blind ass. That video is so dark. I had to go, like, find my glasses.
It is, like...
So
I'm looking at this guy.
Like,
I right now, I got to pause, and this pause on like this black dude in the video, and you can barely see him. And I'm not trying to sound mean or racist in that, but the video is so dark, you can barely see this guy.
Yeah, no, the whole trailer is that way. I was like trying to adjust my screen and everything.
So you can just tell this is going to be a darker version of Batman. So I think it'll be pretty good. It's going to be a pretty good movie.
I feel like it's going to be raining the whole time.
Right? I feel like somebody's going to die. Maybe it's parents or something. People are going to cry. Who knows?
It won't be that sad because you won't be able to see them.
Do you wish me anything to you?
And my internet sucks. Why does it keep pausing the show?
What's he wanting to you?
I wonder if he learned that in Twilight, because didn't it have like a big fight in the scene?
Oh yeah, there was all kinds of fights.
Don't ask me how I even know that. I don't know why I know about Twilight. I'm trying to remember what girl I was banging at the time that I had to watch that with.
Right. Well, I mean, sometimes you gotta take one for the team.
Right. I've never seen the movie Notebook, and I remember I was dating this chick back in the day who always wanted me to watch it with her. And I think that's why I broke up with her.
Oh my gosh.
Because it was like, she made me watch Degrassi, and then she wanted to watch The Notebook, and I was like, you can pick one or the other here. And then when she wanted me to do both,
God.
I was like, it isn't gonna work out.
I was obsessed with Degrassi.
I just remember like the ones when like before Drake was Drake and got put in a wheelchair and shit.
Right.
Like after that, I couldn't really tell you what really happened.
No,
I'm sorry.
I'll just know
that it was Drake, by the way.
Right. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. I see you, Drake.
Hey, Drake's a survivor, man. He got shot in the back by that weird dude that beat up chicks on the show.
Right? And now look at him. He's out of the wheelchair, making hits.
Rapping again. Freaking Jimmy, man. All-star. Changed his name to Drake and everything.
Right?
Ditched out of Canada.
Yeah. Switching
oh,
it up.
Shit.
He's got a whole new life now.
Freaking Jimmy. He was part of this? It's because you're fucking Batman, bro. Like, that's...
You're dumb, man.
Like, bro, you're Batman. That's how you're part of this. If you have to ask why you're part of this, then what the fuck?
Shouldn't have been a superhero, then.
Right? And by the way, like, what happened to Ben Affleck? Wasn't he Batman, like, a movie ago?
There are so many Batmans. I can't even keep up.
Let's see. There's been 1, 2, 3, 4... Yeah, there's been like 20 Batmans over the years. I think George Clooney was Batman. I think George Clooney was Batman at one point.
No. Hot old guys. That's where it's at.
Let's see, there was Michael
Keaton,
George
Clooney. The bartender in me is about to come out. George Clooney has a tequila out that is awesome, by the way, if anybody is a tequila drinker. And I'm not just saying that because he's a hot old guy.
What kind of tequila is it?
It is a tequila blanco, and it's called Casamigos, and it's awesome.
Well, damn. I might have to try that sometime.
Okay.
Maybe
and it's
turn me to a
hot either. Beer.
Only in theaters. I doubt people will be going to the theaters by then, but okay. Whatever you say.
Bust out your mask. Go see Batman.
Right? Why is he a bunch of this, like, nerds and Batman masks going to see it?
You can swag into the movie theater just flipping people off like the protest dude.
Oh, shit, yeah. That's my new way of walking through Walmart now. I'm just going to walk through Walmart, but I'm only going to wear a glove on one hand and just be like, fuck everybody. Look over and be like, hey, Sheila. And she'll be like, I ain't Sheila. And I'm like, I don't care. Fuck you, too.
You look like a Sheila. Sorry about you.
Yeah. You look like a Sheila, bitch. That's how I roll. But, yeah, like I said, out of all the videos or out of the three videos that I watched, protester one to me I thought was the funniest. The
right.
Batman one wanted me,
what are you doing,
made me
man?
Want to cry. It was so sad and dark. I just wanted to cry watching it. And then the last one, I don't even know if I didn't make it through the whole end of it, so I'm going to be surprised to see it. So that would be
right.
Interesting if I actually have the loads. See, that's why I pick short videos, guys, because my computer sucks and my internet sucks and it takes forever to load things. So might as well kill some time, ask you some more random questions. So I take it you went to high school with me. How was that?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so this dude, if you were to ask me what I remember the most about him, the day I met you was the day that you threw a pumpkin out of the school bus window. You remember that?
Not really, because I've thrown a lot of things out of school bus windows.
You, like, threw a whole pumpkin. And it was, like, freaking It was like, it wasn't October. That's why I remember it. Because I was like, where the hell did you even get a pumpkin?
Yeah, that is a good question. Where the hell did I get a pumpkin?
But we were on the freaking freeway, right? And, like, you threw this pumpkin out the window, and the bus driver freaked out and, like, pulled over and was screaming at you.
Were you there the time we threw a marble out the window and some dude on a motorcycle, like, followed the bus and got on it?
Oh, my gosh. No, I thought you were going to kill somebody with the pumpkin. I can't believe you didn't hit somebody's car.
I had good aim. Oh, damn.
No, yeah, that's what I remember the most.
Yeah,
you were a little troublemaker. He was awful, you guys. Like, it was bad.
I was an asshole.
A little hellion.
Hellion?
You were.
I like that term. Yeah. I was a little hellion. So, question number two. So, you have two kids. How's that going?
I have three.
Oh, that's right. You have three. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I did forget about you. Forgive me. It's been a while.
I have three.
So,
and the oldest one turns 13 in a couple days. So, pray for me. She is turning 13.
Oh, my God. I remember her in diapers.
Right.
What is going on? Time needs to stop, people.
Man.
And then, what, Simon's, what, 25 now or something like that?
Right. No, he's four. He just started preschool.
Oh, wow. And then, what is your daughter's name? Gretchen? Something like that?
Youngest name is Greta.
Greta, I knew it was something like that, and I'm sorry.
No, you were close. You were super close.
But what is she like? She's two now? One? Something like that?
She is almost one. She's 10 months.
Oh, wow. She's getting old. When is she going to get a job?
Not soon enough. These kids eat so much, they all need jobs.
I saw the pictures you posted of Simon around Thanksgiving, like, waking you up or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah. He's always, like, he'll come in the morning and, like, whisper in my face, like, hey, can you open up this Pop-Tart for me? Or he'll, like, bring in a whole case of soda and be like, can you open this for me?
Aww.
I'm like, okay, well, you didn't have to bring a whole 12-pack in here, son, but sure. I'm that mom. I'm like, yeah, you want freaking donuts and ice cream for breakfast? That's fine. You can, as long as you're eating. I really don't care what it is.
Right? That's the way to parent right there. You care.
I don't
want
to be that parent that's like, oh no, you have to eat carrots every day.
Whoa. Yeah, I couldn't do that one either. I would be the type of dad that's like, yo, if they come up to me, I want carrots. I'd be like, no, you want a McDouble or something, man? Don't fucking eat carrots. This is weird. Just fucking eat carrots.
You want carrots? No, you mean carrot cake?
Yeah, right. And by carrot cake, you mean regular cake, right? Because carrot cake is the worst prank ever played by people.
Listen, people put raisins in carrot cake, and it really hurts my feelings.
What? Who puts raisins in?
I hate raisins. I hate raisins so much. They're so gross.
I don't even hate raisins, but it's like, who puts them in carrot cake?
Okay, so I haven't told anybody this before, and I'm about to tell you, so this is like an exclusive. Raisins really freak me out because they remind me of little old people. Like, they're all squishy and wrinkly, and I just can't put it in my mouth. Like, I can't put them in my mouth because I'm like, ugh.
Whoa, you can't put old people in your mouth or raisin in your mouth?
Yes, both.
Both.
But raisins, oh, they're so gross. And especially when they're warm, because it's like even more old person-y. Ugh. Oh, I'm getting grossed out just talking about it. Like, it's so, I hate raisins. I hate raisins.
Oh, man, I'm never going to be like raisin again without taking
a sip. Oh, they're so bad.
Oh, damn. Oh, okay, I finally got the video to load. Okay, here's our I don't know. I heard there was raisins in the end of this video.
swear to God. I will hang up this phone.
So crazy. So stupid.
Okay, first thing I noticed, guy's teeth. What is up with that?
Don't do drugs, kids.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Let me introduce the video. Okay, this one's called Funny Crackhead Compilation. And, yes, it is the way the title sounds here, Funny Crackheads Compilation.
That's it.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, I got to pause right now on this dude's teeth, and I don't know what is going on here. It's like there's a gap without being a gap. It's like a half a tooth sticking. I don't know what's going down here.
The gap's got a gap. Like, it's something else.
Yeah, yeah, like, the gap has a gap. That is the best way to describe it right there. The gap has a gap. I never thought I would be saying that in a sentence.
Right.
I also didn't think I would have a sentence about putting raisins in mouths that look like old people. So.
Go crazy! Oh, 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 oh,
Okay. First things first. She looks like one of those, like, monkeys that had the little symbol thingies or whatever, and they, like, smacked their hands together.
With the big old eyeballs?
Yes. But, like, she has a big old tongue. That's, like, the only difference.
Yeah, that thing's insane.
I bet she can make some good money with that thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, she can hang out outside of a bar or something. She can probably meet some people in the back alley. I literally think she just picked her nose with her tongue.
Yeah.
How crazy would it be if she, like, as she was doing that, she sneezed or something and, like,
I feel like she's related to, like, Gene Simmons.
Oh, my God, yes. It's Gene Simmons' long-lost daughter.
Right, yeah. Something that he's got some explaining to do.
Regine Simmons, that's her name.
Right.
I'm sorry, it's out of place. Hello, you good?
So since when is Flavor Flav doing magic tricks?
Oh my gosh, he does look like him.
He's just about to say, get this dude a clock on the fly.
As I confirm that sugar, put it in my left hand. Understand this. No sugar will be in the car. No sugar will be on you. But I will throw it outside that windshield right now. Hey. Are you ready? Yeah. You have said many words.
Many words.
Yeah, a lot. Who you messing with? Huh?
My boy! My boy!
Hey, dude.
What just happened? I'm going to make some sugar disappear.
Right? Dumped half of that out in the wind.
Oh, this guy. Okay. Oh, I paused this video totally at a wrong spot because I'm looking at some big-headed looking fuck right now. I got to see how this goes.
You get married?
You.
So you're saying it's all right, man, you get married?
But no.
You come back. I want to marry you.
Get away from me.
Come back. I want to marry you. See, I didn't get this far into the video. So this is all new to me. Come back. I want to marry you. What the fuck? more raisins. Just come back.
Oh, sign me up.
Oh, shit.
You the gates.
Oh my god, was she the rat whisperer? What the hell? What am I? These are mice, right? Is that what I'm seeing here? What is this?
Yeah, he like trained these rats.
Okay, you know you have a lot of free time living on the streets if you're training rats, man. Like, what the fuck? If you can train a rat, you can train a dolphin. So go get a job training dolphins or some shit.
Right, I didn't know that rats could be trained.
Yeah, that too. I know they could be trained to go through the little mazes and shit, but that's only because they like follow the cheese and whatnot. Like, what's her
right.
power? Oh, I bet her coochie smells like cheese. That's why she's sitting the way she's sitting. And the rats are just
or
like.
Or that she's like sharing her drugs with the rats or something, and they're just like zonked out.
That could be too. They're not even alive. She just like picks them up like little puppets.
Right.
She has like strings tied to them. This is my friend Nikki, and this is my friend.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, this is fake. That part has to be fake right here. I mean, no offense. There's like five criminals. If they really wanted to escape or beat this guy up, it would have already happened by now. Him with his little nightstick and kicking people ain't going to do shit.
Yeah.
Like, I call bullshit on this one.
Okay. So
I felt like that dude didn't even touch that guy. He just kind of fell. Like, what the fuck just happened? Dude was just like backing up and fell.
Right. I don't know. That last one was just like, why? Like, I don't
I
understand
like
what's happening.
Yeah, I feel like it was kind of fake and people were just fucking around and somebody recorded it or something because, like, it doesn't show what was going on before that. And it showed, like, he looked like a security guard or something that was kind of, like, outnumbered. And literally he was, like, Chuck Norris-ing these people back. Like, one kick, guy would go flying. Another guy comes up, another
right.
kick, dude would go flying. So it's like, I feel like that one was kind of bullshitting fake because I've kicked somebody like that and they don't go flying. In fact, I think I hurt my leg doing it, so, yeah.
Right.
Oh, something now. Huh.
Come on, man!
I was not expecting that. Oh my god, dude just came by skiing in his wheelchair. That was fucking awesome.
Oh, I know, I love that one. He is moving.
That dude was just like making some fucking movement with that shit. Holy fuck.
You're right, he was like skiing. He's flying.
Oh my god. Wait, what kind of bird is that?
I don't know. It looks like a little pterodactyl.
What the hell just... All right, that was the end of the video, guys. At the end of that, strange-looking pterodactyl dinosaur bird...
It's like a chicken thing.
Yeah. It was like a crazy chicken thing. I don't know what the fuck that was. And how was it pulling? It had to be strong, whatever it was, because it was pulling a guy in a freaking buggy-looking thing. So what the hell...
I don't know. I feel like it was motorized.
Maybe. That could be.
Like it's motorized and have a chicken up there for decoration. Decorative chicken.
Maybe it was living alive. Or maybe it was a trained chicken by the rat whisperer or something. Maybe she can train other animals too.
Oh, there you go. Like, yeah, she's
a horse
tranquilizer.
Yeah, right? But, all right. So, out of all three videos, which one was your fave?
I think I'm going to go with you on this one, and I really think it was the first one.
Yeah, that's the way I feel. It's like Redneck in Michigan, that one wins.
Right.
I mean, it was just perfect. Like I said, I would like to know what was happening before they started filming, because obviously he had to do something to this town before.
Right, to the whole town, not just one person.
Yeah, because, he pissed off this whole town or something, man. Because literally, the video starts with him just walking by everybody, flipping them off. And I know that couldn't just piss everybody off, because they were pretty pissed before all that. So, I don't know. So, speaking of, protest rallies and everything, did they have any out towards you guys, or?
We did. We actually had quite a few here. And they got pretty intense. I didn't go to any, just because, I'm quite small. I'm like 92 pounds, and I kind of avoid conflict. So it's not that I wasn't being supportive. I just supported from home and watched on TV. But, yeah, they got intense here.
The town I live in is a small little, truck stop town. We didn't have any rallies that I know of here. But, 20 minutes away in Paris, I've heard there was one. And then I heard there was some, in Jackson and Nashville and Memphis and stuff like that. But that's a few hours away. But I didn't get to see any, up close and personal. I probably would have drove by and said some fucked up shit to people because that's me. I'm an asshole like that.
You're right. Right. Throwing
don't get me wrong, guys. I'm not racist, and I do care about people and shit like that. But I just think some of the rallies is stupid. But, that's a different topic for a different day. Now, the Batman video, I'm excited about. I cannot wait for 2021 to actually see it. Like I said, Riddler is one of my favorite Batman villains. And, I think it'd be pretty good. Now, I'm not for sure how Robert, what do you say his name? Patterson or whatever
Pattinson.
Pattinson or whatever, from Buffy to Twilight Slayer, he's going to do in it. But from what I saw right then, it looks like he's going to do an all right job. So, whatever. I'm happy for that one. That last video is just a bunch of random videos mixed into one. I'm going to say the two craziest things I saw on there was the Rat Whisperer and Chick with the Long Tongue, because that was just that's a skill in itself.
So right gross.
I
really
think she's one of the people
that guy in the wheelchair, though.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about dude in wheelchair. I'm going to have to add him in there. But that,
my favorite.
That was just so quick. He was just, getting down,
He was moving.
I wonder if he was hill, too. So I bet it was hard for him to stop when that was done, I just picture him hitting, a bump and flying out of that chair.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. But that's why he had the walker, You got to brace yourself.
Ha 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 ha. I don't know why. I picture Omar, which anybody listening, I've mentioned before. He's one of our friends. I picture him doing something like that. In fact, I'm pretty sure I've seen him do something like that. Like, because he used to do some jackass shit, and he would go down, like, the stairs and shit like that. So.
Oh, my gosh. He used to give me heart attacks. I was like, please don't. Like, please don't jump down that flight of stairs in your wheelchair.
Man, I used to have to – I was, like, his best friend, right? So I carry his ass upstairs all the time.
Aww.
I remember once – like, okay, the school we went to – I forget what building it was. It was the one where the main office was in. And you know how, like, if you go up the stairs and outside that little area and you go across the little bridge thing, and then you go up the stairs and, like the English classrooms and stuff are up there?
Yeah.
Well, I used to have to carry him up those stairs all the time. So finally I would get tired of it, and I used to catch, like, football players coming down. I'd be like, can you carry my crippled friend? And everybody
Aww.
Knew Omar, so and shit.
Right, and then if you say no, like, you're an asshole, so you kind of have to.
That's what I would do. I would hit him with a sad face, like, I'm fat and weak. Can you carry my cripple friend?
I'm just so small, and I can't do it, yeah.
But, yeah, everybody knew Omar, and shout out to Omar, by the way. He's following his dream of doing tattoos, which I'm proud of. In fact, I have the first tattoo ever done on my leg, and back then he wasn't even that good at it, so that's why it's kind of fucked up and whatnot.
But real friends, like, take one for the team, and that's what you did.
It was my, I think, either 19th or 20th birthday gift from the dude. He was like, bro, I'm doing
Aww.
Tattoos now. And I'm like, oh, sweet, dude. I totally want to get one. So he, like, hand-drew me out this, like, jester, like a Joker face type thing. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then he starts to do it. And anybody that's ever got a tattoo knows it's like the pedal, you know, you have to push a pedal for the gun to work. This fucker wanted me to push the pedal because, you know, he can't really use his legs to push the pedal. So when we first started doing it, I'm sitting there trying to push a pedal as I'm getting stabbed in the leg. So that didn't work
oh
out too
God.
Well. By the end of it, he's like leaned over freaking – tattooing me with, like, the pedal under his arm and shit like that, so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was pretty intense. I don't know how he does it now, but back then it was pretty intense getting a tattoo from the dude.
I think
but, yeah,
we
I
need
mean,
pictures of this tattoo, like, in a link somewhere.
I will totally post them, man. It's
You
it's,
should, because
I
haven't even seen it.
You haven't seen the jester? I'll definitely send you a pic of it. It doesn't look too bad, but if you see it up close, you can tell, like, some of the lining on it is kind of crooked. No offense,
yeah,
Omar.
Well.
Did a good job, buddy.
Still love you.
Still my bestie, Omar. Come on the show sometime.
Do it.
I've been trying to get him on forever, and this we always have scheduling conflicts and whatnot. And like I said, I was trying to get you on forever, too. Eventually I want to get all my friends on so that way the listeners can have, like, a little backstory and, you know, of me. Because if I just say I did this, and this, I mean, people aren't going to really believe that shit. But if you see, like what you said, I threw a pumpkin out the window and shit like that. That's pretty tame from some of the shit I've actually done over the years.
He did. Yeah, he was a little crazy, man. But he was always super sweet. So you don't get to tell people otherwise because I have spoken.
Well, we got about 5 minutes left of the show before we end it. Is there anything you want to promote or anything of that nature?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I accidentally promoted freaking George Clooney's tequila already, so there's that.
There you go.
You're welcome, George Clooney.
What about where you work at? You want to promote that?
Oh, I'm in Oklahoma City. I am currently at Clark Crew Barbecue. It is awesome. Our owner is a competition barbecue winner. So we're sponsored by Jack Daniels. He's got Jack Daniels
Ooh.
Awards. We have our very own single barrel that you can't get anywhere else because it's ours. So if you're a whiskey drinker, come see me. And then I've got, you know, George Clooney's tequila. So
yeah, Jack Daniels, yo. And you have a whole barrel of it? I'm definitely there for that shit.
We do, yeah. We have our own barrel. It came with like one of the Jack Daniel's barbecue competitions that Travis, our owner, won. I guess it was like part of the prize was you get, you know, your own single barrel Jack, and we have it in the restaurant. So
That's pretty awesome right there, man. I wish I can win a bottle of, or a barrel of Jack Daniel's. Damn,
right?
Now I'm jealous.
Jack Daniel's, fancy.
If anybody from Jack Daniel's is listening, you know, I can use a sponsor, you know. So if you guys want to sponsor me, I'm just saying, I like Jack Daniel's.
Right. Hit your boy up.
For Jim Beam, so if anybody from Jim Beam's listening too, you know, whatever.
George Clooney. We love you, George Clooney.
Oh, yeah, and George Clooney, man, if you want to come on the show, that would definitely be awesome.
You're right. The Man of Constant Sorrow.
Oh, my God, that is a great movie. I forgot about that. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh,
it's
Brother,
one of the
Where
best
Art
movies.
Thou?
Damn it. Oh, man, that is a great movie right there.
The Soggy Bottom Boys.
Yes, I was just about to say The Soggy Bottom Boys. Oh, my God. The best part of that movie is when the blind guy is letting him record, and he's all like, he said something, and they're like, well, we're all black, or something like that.
Right, yeah. We can't write, and there's like four more of us, and we... Yeah, he's just, like, trying to get money out of the guy.
Right. It's a good movie. If anybody's never seen it, definitely go check that movie out. It's worth watching.
It's definitely worth it. It's so good.
I did watch another movie a few weeks ago that was pretty good and worth watching. I don't know if you ever heard of it. It's called The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Uh-uh.
It has the dude from Even Stevens in it, Shia LaBeouf or whatever the fuck his name is. Shia LaBeouf,
yeah.
Or whatever. It has him in it, and it has this dude with Down syndrome. And it's sort of like they're both on the run from different people type of thing, and they run into each other. And kind of like a Huckleberry Finn, Tom Sawyer adventure happens. So it's a pretty good little movie. It's worth checking out, too.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, I'll have to check that one out. I haven't seen it.
But besides that, guys, we got about 2 minutes left of the show, so this is the part where I'm just going to casually promote everything I need to promote real quick. If you guys go down to our if you guys go to the online store shop thing that Sherry set up that has all of her merchandise on it, it's called Urban Phenomenon dot something majig, you know, I don't know. She's the one that's in charge of all that, but the links are on our pages. Anyways, you can get Dakota shirts, you can get Roast in the World shirts, you can, hopefully in a few weeks, you can get Roast Tube shirts on there, you know, it's whatever I'm saying. And, and by the way, this kind of involves you too a little bit. I'm getting some Dakota shirts made, but I'm getting them with a very special logo that a very special friend, you, made for me years ago, so that's always awesome.
Oh, sweet.
So in a couple weeks, you might be on shirts. I don't know if you remember making it or not. It's the one that has you in the picture with the D on it.
I do. If anybody wants my like half-naked body on a T-shirt, now's your chance.
There you guys go.
You're welcome.
It's going to be the best-selling shirt right there, I'm just saying. But
right.
That's probably going to end
fun.
Up happening in the next couple weeks. And, yeah, guys, the little voice came on. I know you guys can't hear it, but the little British lady's like, 90 seconds. So I guess I'm just going to end the show with don't be licking doorknobs, wear your mask when you're out in public, don't sneeze on people. That's just gross to begin with. You know, try to
wash
stay
your
safe.
Wash your hands. Don't be an animal.
Wash your hands. There you go. Wash your hands, wash your asses, brush your teeth, do all that nonsense. If you're having sex, wear a condom. You don't need to repopulate the world right this second. Besides that, everybody tune in sometime this week, probably Wednesday or Thursday. We'll be doing a Ghost in the World. And Sherry's going to be doing a Sherry Clip Show tomorrow, and she has a special guest on it. So everybody, you know, tune in to listen to that. That'll be pretty cool. And that'll be on our Ghost in the World channel, so... There you go with that. And with all that being said, Chaz, thank you for coming on. You've been awesome. Definitely need to have
you
on again sometime.
It was so much fun.
And definitely have to have you on again sometime. And
I'm totally down.
Anything you want to add before we go off air?
I think I'm good. Thanks for having me. It was a blast.
Anytime. Like I said, anytime. I've been wanting you on for a while. She's one of my oldest friends. She knows me more than pretty much everybody else. And she's always been around from the beginning when I started doing comedy. So, like I said, thank you. And it meant a lot for me to come on tonight.